This is the Farmer's Calendar essay for November 2012. With my garden harvested and much of the crop squirreled away in the root cellar, I feel a deep sense of satisfaction knowing that I will have a safe and healthy supply of vegetables and fruit throughout most of the winter. These days, with fresh produce available year-round at the supermarket, root cellars are not usually a necessity, but in years past, they were as essential to a home as a refrigerator is today. A typical root cellar was a room in the north corner of the basement that was vented to the outside to keep the cellar air cool and circulating. Fruit, vegetables, and other foods that needed chilly temperatures were stored inside. Shelves were often stocked with milk, butter, jars of preserves, and crocks of salt pork, while smoked meat hung from hooks in the ceiling. Barrels of homemade beer, cider, and wine were frequently kept there too. Gardeners used the area to rest potted plants, such as geraniums, over the winter, and to force spring bulbs into early bloom. My storage is limited to mostly root crops and a bushel or two of Baldwin apples. Vines of green tomatoes hang from the ceiling to ripen over several weeks. My produce usually lasts into early spring, but if it falls a little short, I can take another route, the one to the supermarket 15 minutes away.